Dear listeners, Sai Ram. We now bring you Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today's episode was first aired on 15th January 2015 as part of Thursday Live programs on Asia Stream of Radio Sai. This program is hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu.
Let us offer our most reverential salutations at the lotus feet of the one who is all grace, all wisdom, all beauty and all love. Dearest Lord, please bless us so that we remember you in everything we do, so that we feel your presence in every act of ours, so that we feel your love in every thought, word and deed we engage in every day. With this prayer, let's move on and welcome to a fresh episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. We will be learning today a bhajan dedicated to Lord Hanuman. The first line of the bhajan goes like this.
Jai Jai Hanuman, Jai Hanuman.
So let's begin by becoming familiar with the lyrics of the bhajan, and as always, after the lyrics we'll move on to learning its tune, the raga, the beat of the bhajan, the meaning of its every word, and in the end you will listen to Brother Balram Chandran, a former student of Bhagwan's University and a gifted bhajan singer, sharing his reflections on bhajan singing.
Jai Jai Hanuman, Jaya Hanuman, Maruti Raya, Jaya Hanuman, Mahanubhava, Jaya Hanuman, Vayu Kumara, Jaya Hanuman, Vanara Veera, Jaya Hanuman, Anjani Putra, Jaya Hanuman, Ati Balavanta, Jaya Hanuman, Shri Rama Duta, Jaya Hanuman, Shri Rama Bhakta, Jaya Hanuman.
Now that we know the lyrics, let's move on to learning how to sing this bhajan. You will first hear Brother Ravi Kumar sing every line without any musical accompaniments. As he sings slowly, Brother Anirudh will follow him after every line. Let us join Anirudh in following this bhajan.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale C sharp pancham.
Jai Jai Hanuman, Jai Hanuman.
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 Maruti Raya, Jai Hanuman.
Maruti Raya, Jai Hanuman.
Mahanubhava, Jai Hanuman.
Mahanubhava, Jai Hanuman.
Vayu Kumara, Jai Hanuman.
Vayu Kumara, Jai Hanuman.
Vanara Veera, Jai Hanuman.
Vanara Veera, Jai Hanuman.
ಪುತ್ರ ಜಯ ಹನುಮ
ಅಂಜನಿ ಪುತ್ರ ಜಯ ಹನುಮ
ಅತಿ ಬಲವಂತ ಜಯ ಹನುಮ
ಅತಿ ಬಲವಂತ ಜಯ ಹನುಮ
ಶ್ರೀರಾಮ ದೂತ ಜಯ ಹನುಮ
ಶ್ರೀರಾಮ ದೂತ ಜಯ ಹನುಮ
ಶ್ರೀರಾಮ ಭಕ್ತ ಜಯ ಹನುಮ
ಶ್ರೀರಾಮ ಭಕ್ತ ಜಯ ಹನುಮ
ಜಯ ಜಯ ಹನುಮಾನ್ ಜಯ ಹನುಮಾನ್
So that is the sublime bhajan and you heard it in the voices of Ravi Kumar and Brother Anirudh. So now let us learn a little more about the notes which make the bhajan. Anirudh is here with us in the studio. So tell us Anirudh, what is the raga behind this composition?
Sairam Vishu.
Sairam.
This bhajan is based on the raga Abheri, which we call it in Carnatic music. And it is named Bhimpalasi in the Hindustani classical music. This is a very popular raga. In the sense, you have many compositions, many bhajans. I think we have done many bhajans before based on this raga.
So the swaras go like...
The swaras go like... Sa ga ma pa ni sa. While coming down, you have...
Sa ni da pa. Ma ga re sa.
So while going up, you have the five notes.
Sa ga,
ga is komal ga.
Ma pa ni.
Ni is komal ni.
Sa ni dha pa ma ga re sa.
So all the seven notes you have while coming down. It's a brilliant raga actually. It's more melody based and you have many versions like
Kasturi Tilakam Narayanam.
This is a Carnatic way of the representation of this raga.
Kamalanayanam Narayanam. Kasturi Tilakam Narayanam.
And okay, it may happen that, you know, while going up you have
Sari ga ma.
So if the re comes between sa and ga, then it becomes Karahara Priya.
Okay.
It's a Carnatic raga where you have all these seven notes while going up.
Sari ga ma pa da ni sa ni da pa ma ga ri sa.
And of course, yeah, we have many bhajans based on a mixture of ragas like Abheri or Karahara Priya, which I mentioned you before. There is one more raga which is similar to the flavor, the feel is similar, is Shuddha Danyasi in the Carnatic music.
Sa ga ma pa ni sa, sa ni pa ma ga sa.
So in this you would have observed that there is no dha. So means, but the arohana of this raga is similar to the way in which the bhajan flows.
Sa ga ma pa ni sa.
But you have in this bhajan
sa ni dha.
So the dha came into picture and then so it belongs to Abheri or Bhimpalasi. So bhajans are a medley of maybe 2-3 ragas.
Yes.
So need not be particularly based on one raga. The composition need not be. But whereas in this bhajan, if you analyze, it is based on Bhimpalasi. The way in which the notes flow belongs to Bhimpalas. I'm also reminded of one more bhajan, actually, when I sing the Arohana, which is
Kausalyatmaja Ramacharan Vaidehi Priya Ramacharan Hanumat Sevita Ramacharan Bharatashrita Shri Ramacharan Ahalyodharaka Ramacharan Prashanti Niketana Ramacharan
So I think you would have observed some kind of a uniqueness when I sing this bhajan from the first line till the line which goes up. It goes like a step by step.
Yes.
And what is the speciality is this bhajan? The line by line it goes from sa 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 pa ni ni sa. So the next is ga. Ga 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 ni sa sa ga. Next is ma. Ma 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 ma. So it typically follows the bhim plus arohana. Sa ga ma
pa ni sa. So every swara of the aroh is there.
Yeah. It follows beautifully in a particular pattern. Ma 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 sa ga ga ma. Same pattern. Pa 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 ga ma ma pa ni 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 ma pa pa ni.
I think this bhajan is a very good practice for this raga.
Yeah, it sounds like that. But it is beautiful in terms of the punch.
Yes, absolutely. It just goes up in the crescendo.
Yeah, the crescendo is building up. Yes.
Yeah, very beautiful.
It's a unique bhajan where you have a tune like it goes stage by stage up.
Yes, yes.
Upwards. So similar is this bhajan, Jai Jai Hanuman. You have like a two stanzas for this bhajan where it's like a song actually. So the lyrics are different, and of course Hanuman bhajans are less in number, but still what I can say is this bhajan is a medium tempo bhajan where it is melody based. So the other Hanuman bhajans what you have is generally fast, like Rama Lakshmana Janaki, Jai Bolo Hanuman Ki,
yes.
Pavana Sutha Hanuman Ki, Jai.
Yes. Jai Vijayi Bhava.
Jai Vijayi Bhava. Then, so this bhajan is little medium tempo.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. But the good thing what I like about this bhajan is, you know, it has so many names of Hanuman.
Yeah.
Almost, yeah. You know, Maruti Raya, Anjani Putra.
Yeah, so many attributes.
Vanara Veera. You want to worship Hanuman with all your heart.
this is a complete package.
Complete package.
Given to you.
Yes. Yeah. It's beautiful. And I think, you know, when we discuss the meaning of every word in the explanation, you know.
Exactly, yeah.
You feel so good. Because, you know, every word has one story. And, you know, you can just immerse yourself in the glory of this great devotee of the Lord.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Even Swami says, no, Hanuman is the
epitome of devotion.
Yeah. The best sevadal.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Nobody can be a better servant of the
Ready
Lord.
Ready for service anytime, anywhere.
Yes.
So let's move on to the line by line swara.
Yeah. We'll discover the beauty of the raga more.
Yes. We'll do the first line.
Yeah.
Jai Jai Hanuman, Jai Hanuman, Pa Sa Nida Pa Ma Pa Ga Ga Pa,
Pa Sa Nida Pa Ma Pa Ga Ga Pa.
Jai Jai Hanuman, Jai Hanuman, Ma Ma Ga Pa Pa Ga Ri Ga Sa,
Ma Ma Ga Pa Papa Gari Gasa.
Maruti Raya Jay Hanuman, Papa Pama Pagama Pani Pasa,
Papa Pama Pagama Pani Pasa.
Mahanubhava Jay Hanuman, Nini Saga Gari Ninisa,
Ninisa Gaga Ninisa.
Gayu Kumara Jaya Hanuman, Pasa Sasa Nida Pa Ma Pa Ga Ga Pa,
Pasa Sasa Nida Pa Ma Pa Ga Ga Pa.
And the remaining lines follow the same swaras as told before.
Vanara Veera Jaya Hanuman, Ma Ma Ga Pa Pa Ga Re Ga Sa.
And it's like having a stanza two with the same tune.
Yes.
So again, ta-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra, ta-ra-ra-ra. The same tune repeats.
Yes. So shall we move on to the beat of the bhajan?
Yeah. The beat of this bhajan is 8 beat, Adi Talam. And the count is 1. 2 3 4 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4.
Jai Jai Hanuman, Jai Hanuman,
Jai Jai Hanuman, Jai Hanuman.
Okay, I think so. That gives us a fair idea of the notes as well as the beat of the bhajan. Thank you so much, Aniruddha and Arun Sai.
Thank you, Vishu. Sairam.
Sairam.
Now that we have become familiar with the lyrics, the raga and the tala of this bhajan, let's move on to understanding the inner feeling with which the bhajan should be sung. And for this, we need to know the meaning inherent in the lyrics of this bhajan. So let's begin with the first line.
Jai Jai Hanuman, Jaya Hanuman.
Jai means victory, be too. Jaya also means the same. Hanuman is the devoted servant of Lord Rama. Hanuman can be split as Hanu and Man. Hanu means jaw or chin, and Man means prominent. The name thus means the one with a prominent jaw. There is an interesting legend in ancient Indian culture and spirituality as to how the young child got the name Hanuman. Once, the child reached out towards the sun, thinking it to be a fruit, and thereby invited the wrath of Indra, the lord of the Devas. Indra then engaged the child in a battle and finally defeated him with his thunderbolt, or what is called his Vajra. As an act of revenge against the atrocity meted out to his son Hanuman, the wind god now withdrew all the air from the earth, and it caused panic in Indra's court. The Devas, the angels, immediately rushed to make amends and then granted extraordinary powers to the child. The broken jaw at the hands of Indra gave the name Hanuman to the child. So in this line, Jai Jai Hanuman, Jai Hanuman, we proclaim victory to Lord Hanuman, who is the epitome of valor, who is the embodiment of courage. Let's move on to the second line.
Maruti Raya Jai Hanuman.
The first word here is Maruti, which is again an often used name of Hanuman, and it means son of the wind god Marut. The wind god is also called Vayudeva in Indian culture. Many of us know that in the Ramayana, King Dasharatha had three wives, Kausalya, Sumitra and Kaikeyi. The king and his wives had no children for a long time. On the advice of elders, the king performed a sacred yaga or sacrifice to propitiate the gods to bestow the boon of a child on him and his wives. And as the proceedings of the sacrifice went on, as the story goes, a divine being arose from the sacrificial fire and presented a vessel with a sweet dish, ordering it to be distributed in equal share to the three queens. Kausalya and Kaikeyi went for shower and kept their cup safely in the shrine before going to dry their hair, but Sumitra stepped onto the terrace and, keeping her cup on the short parapet wall, she dried her hair in the sun. Suddenly an eagle scooped down and carried off the vessel. She felt miserable, but when she shared this news with the other two queens, each gave her a portion from her own cup. Thus it was that Sumitra delivered the twins Lakshmana and Shatrughna, while Kausalya and Kaikeyi gave birth to Rama and Bharata respectively. Now what happened to Sumitra's share of pudding that was carried away by the eagle? Bhagwan has revealed that the wind god carried the bowl of pudding and left it on the Matanga mountain. Mother Anjani Devi found this bowl and consumed the pudding, and it was she who later gave birth to Hanuman. Therefore, Hanuman is also called as the son of the wind god and also as the son of Anjani Devi. And that is why Hanuman is also called Anjani Putra. And the second word, Raya, is a term used to address someone with respect and reverence. So in this line, Maruti Raya, Jai Hanuman, we hail Hanuman, victory be to Hanuman, who is the son of the wind god. Let's move on to the third line.
Mahanubhava Jaya Hanuman.
Mahanubhava means a great soul. During his divine discourse delivered on the Ram Navami Day, 1986, Swami said, Hanuman is the brightest example of a realized soul. When he first presented himself before Rama and offered his services, Rama turned to Lakshmana and said, Brother, listen. Notice how Hanuman has mastered the Vedas. His speech is saturated with the humility and dedication which the Rig Veda embodies. His retentiveness and reverence is what the Yajurveda promotes, and his intuitive vision is like what the Samaveda grants. Hanuman knows all the scriptural texts. He is a genuine scholar and a real devotee. His thoughts, words and deeds are all offered to God. In another discourse delivered in the same year on 8th October, Swami said, Hanuman was no ordinary being. He was a master of 64 sciences and arts. Rama described him as a hero of peace, as one who possessed immense strength and wisdom. So Mahanubhava, therefore, is an apt name for Hanuman because of the exalted personality he is. So in this line, we bow reverentially to Lord Hanuman, who is the master of multitude arts and sciences, who is a hero of peace and who is a colossus of strength and wisdom. Let's move on to the fourth line.
Vayu Kumara Jaya Hanuman.
Vayu Kumara can be split into Vayu and Kumara. Vayu refers to the wind god and Kumara means son. So again in this line, we proclaim victory to Hanuman, who is the dear son of the wind god Vayu. We move on to the next line.
Vanaravira Jaya Hanuman.
Vanara means monkey. Veera means brave one. Hanuman is often called Vanaravira because in the Ramayana, among the hordes of monkeys under Sugriva's leadership, only Hanuman was the most competent one, the biggest hero who was able to cross the ocean and go to Lanka and discover where Mother Sita was kept captive by the demon Ravana. So in this line, Vanaravira Jai Hanuman, we hail Hanuman as the most valorous instrument in the hands of the Lord. Let's move on to the sixth line.
Anjani Putra Jaya Hanuman.
Anjani refers to Mother Anjani Devi, the mother of Hanuman. Putra means son. Again, Anjani Putra Jaya Hanuman. We adore Hanuman as the beloved son of Mother Anjani Devi. Let's move on to the seventh line.
Ati Balavanta Jaya Hanuman.
Ati means very. Balavanta means strong one. Now why is Hanuman always extolled for his great strength? Referring to the incident which I just mentioned in the Ramayana, when a messenger had to be selected for the mission of crossing the ocean and tracing the whereabouts of Mother Sita, Lord Rama asked Hanuman, can you go and successfully return after finding out where Sita is? And Hanuman replied, yes, he would. Then Lord Rama asked, Hanuman, you have no prior experience of jumping across a vast sea. You have never seen Sita earlier to identify her now. Then how do you say so confidently that you can cross the mighty ocean, find Sita in Lanka and return? Hanuman, in all humility, replied, Swami, would you not give me the needed strength, capacities, capabilities and the abilities to fulfill the mission you have assigned to me? I know only when you give me the strength will you command me to fulfill it. With your blessings and invincible will, wouldn't I be able to accomplish what I am supposed to do? During the summer course of 1977, Baba said, when any order was given to Hanuman, he never questioned whether he had the strength or the capacity to fulfill the task. He had the firm faith that the very orders of Rama will give him the necessary strength to fulfill those tasks. Hanuman indeed was very powerful at the physical level, but he gained more power by the darshan of Lord Rama. In one discourse in that same summer course of 1977, Swami said, when Sugriva and Hanuman saw that Rama and Lakshmana were coming in that direction while searching for Sita, Sugriva felt that they were messengers of Vali coming to spy on him and do him harm. But on the contrary, Hanuman, because of his very great good quality and peace of mind, told Sugriva not to be agitated, that he would go and find out who those people were and report back. Hanuman knew haste makes waste. So when Hanuman saw Rama and Lakshmana, he met them with great humility, and with deliberate and carefully chosen words, he asked them who they were, why they were in the forest, and what their purpose was. And he did all this with a steady mind and without any hurry. Since Rama gave an appropriate reply to Hanuman's query, Hanuman was very pleased, and he offered now to carry Rama on his shoulders to Sugriva. As soon as Rama and Lakshmana sat on the shoulders of Hanuman, Hanuman felt that all his sins had disappeared. He felt that all his past had been rooted out because of the darshan of the Lord. He was cleansed. He was energized. He was created anew. He became very happy the moment the divine personality of Rama touched his body. When this happened, immediately good ideas started sprouting up in Hanuman's mind. From the moment Rama and Lakshmana sat on the shoulders of Hanuman, he began to feel that some kind of strength and sacredness had entered his heart. There was bliss inside. Swami says, where there is a combination of a strong body and a strong mind, there is divinity and divine strength. That is Hanuman, Ati Balavanta, Jai Hanuman, the extremely strong one. Let's move on to the eighth line.
Shri Ram Duta Jay Hanuman.
Shri is a mark of respect used to address a person. Duta means messenger. Bhagwan says there are three classes of messengers. First, those who do not understand the orders of the master, or who do not care to understand. In fact, they operate to the detriment of the work assigned to them. The second category consists of messengers who do only as much as the order literally communicates, nothing more, nothing less than what the master has said. This is Madhyama, and the first category was Adhama, and then there is a third category which is called Uttama. Here, the messenger grasps the purpose and the significance of the orders and even anticipates what the master wants and carries them out. And he does it unflinchingly till the purpose is achieved and to the utmost satisfaction of the master. Bhagwan says Hanuman belonged to this Uttama category, the last category, because he never flinched in his efforts, whatever be the obstacle, and reported back only after he was satisfied with the result of his assignment. He could dwell into the commands of Rama and know what his order meant in word and spirit. Bhagwan once said, Hanuman is known for physical strength, intelligence, perfect character and scholarship. Yet, do you know what he said when he entered the court of Ravana? While introducing himself, he said, Dasoham Kosalendrasya, which means, I am only a servant of Rama. Swami said, this position of being a servant of Rama was a matter of pride and prestige for Hanuman. That was his devotion towards Lord Rama. So in this line, Shri Rama Duta Jai Hanuman, we hail him as the best messenger of Lord Rama, and we pray for his grace so that we too become instruments, effective instruments in the Lord's hands. Let's move on to the last line.
Shri Rama Bhakta Jai Hanuman.
Bhakta means devotee. Swami narrated a beautiful incident during one discourse in the summer course of 1977 about the exemplary devotion of Hanuman. After finding Sita in Lanka and returning to Rama, Lakshmana and giving them the good news, Hanuman, Jambavan, Rama and Lakshmana were one day resting on one side of the ocean. Thousands of other monkeys also joined them in their march to Lanka and resting on the way one night. That night was a full moon night. The cool moon and the light that the moon was radiating was showing everyone the pathway. And as everyone was proceeding, Rama was somewhat tired after walking, and so he rested for a while with his head on the lap of Lakshmana. That night, no one had sleep or rest because next morning, all of them had to go to Lanka and they had to participate in fighting with Ravana. And Rama and Lakshmana that night were showering everyone with encouraging words and keeping their spirits up. As this was happening, Rama, who was taking rest on the lap of Lakshmana, suddenly he asked Lakshmana and Sugriva what they thought about the dark spot in the moon that was shining that night. And each one started giving his own reply. Someone said, "The moon had separated from the earth, so that is the dust that is left on the moon, and that is what is showing the blue color." So someone said it is earth's dust, someone else said no, it is moon's dust, and so on. But Hanuman did not utter even a single word. In the end, Rama asked Hanuman what he thought about the dark spot on the moon. Hanuman, instead of speaking, he had tears in his eyes. He said, "O Rama, you have placed your head on the lap of Lakshmana. The dark spot on the moon is a reflection of your face in the moon's surface. That is what I can decipher." Swami said, "For Hanuman, there was nothing except Rama's name and Rama's form. His heart was suffused with only the name and form of the Lord. His thoughts and words were such that whatever he spoke about, whatever he had seen or whatever he had thought was only about Rama and the form of the Lord. On his body, every hair was filled with the vibration of Lord Rama. This is the reason why he is hailed as Sri Rama Bhakta Jai Hanuman. We praise him as the greatest devotee of Lord Rama, and we invoke his blessings so that we too may imbibe his divine qualities and become dear to our Lord." With this, dear listeners, we have finished understanding to some extent the beautiful meaning of every word of this bhajan. And now, in reverence and love, let us sing this bhajan once again. You will now hear the Prashanti Mandir version of this bhajan. So close your eyes and join in offering your prayer to Hanuman.
Jai Jai Hanuman, Jai Hanuman. Thank you.
Program. Here is a short conversation with Brother Bal Ramchandran, a former student of Bhagwan's University, who had the opportunity to sing in the divine physical presence of Bhagwan for 5 years and even now sings in the Prashanti Mandir whenever he is in Prashanti Nilayam, besides singing regularly in Sundaram, Bhagwan's abode in Chennai.
It is, whenever you think about it, you know, you feel so grateful to Swami for having, you know, he was so clear that this is the path for us. So that's exactly why the avatar started with this bhajan.
True.
And till the end, and this is something, you know, this movement was unabated. Swami wanted this movement to spread, and you know, today there are people who are drawn to this IE movement only because of
exactly this. I was about to say that. I think if you were to compare this to a corporate, this is a sales team. Because I know so many people actually told me that I came in first because I was curious about the bhajans. And then of course he comes in and then he finds that. So that's always no, Swami started his mission with this. So he could have started it with anything else. So why a bhajan?
From music it becomes musical devotion, from devotion it becomes transformation.
exactly. I think music first. And so it's, the point is that irrespective of whether I am a person who has a refined voice, capable of singing in raga, not in raga, but I think nothing stops you from, that's where sometimes I find that when people follow bhajans, they have a hesitancy to follow. That I think needn't be because that's an opportunity. You should not. Swami is given equal opportunity for the person singing first and second.
Yes.
So I think we should make use of it.
We should follow wholeheartedly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And Swami was saying you should clap, and you know. We know the reasons when Swami should say how, you know, clapping. He would give the example of the birds
flying away.
Flying away from the tree when you
in the
clap,
form of bad thoughts flying.
And just that you engage all your senses. You engage all the limbs. Let everything be immersed in those half an hour or 45 minutes that you're sitting. Neither the eye nor the ear nor the mouth nor the hands nor the limbs. Nothing should be left. Everything should be fully immersed. And I think that way, you know, then you drive away everything that is not bhajan centric.
Exactly.
That moment.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so that ultimately all the senses get sublimated at least for that half an hour, that 45 minutes.
Very, very true. Wonderful. Yes. Because that point of time when you're speaking to Swami, and it's an opportunity to converse with Swami, 100%. Bhajans are an opportunity because then nobody stops you, no? I mean, because it's in your mind you're connecting with Swami, so Sevadal cannot come in your way. So it's just that you can do whatever you want. You can go and dance around Swami's chair, mentally that is.
Exactly.
While you preserve the external discipline, mentally you can do that. You can go and sit next to Swami, you can fight with him. It's the, I think, lifetime of an opportunity, 45 minutes. So.
Yes. Interview.
Interview.
It's actually your interview with Swami.
Exactly, a personal one, and then with multiple people at the same time. So I think that week very, very clear.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, brother. I know we can go on talking about bhajans, because you know, we can take every bhajan and you will get such beautiful insights, because every name of the Lord has so much of sweetness and so much of significance, and there are a million ways. I think every devotee can add sweetness and add the bhava element to the bhajan in his own way, you know, because everybody's relationship with Swami is different and unique, and that way every bhajan will have its own bhava flavor, which is specific to that individual.
Exactly.
So that was Brother Balram Chandran, an alumnus of Bhagwan's University and a gifted Prashanti Mandir Bhajans singer. So this brings us to the end of the current episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. We hope you enjoyed this. If you have any queries or comments, as always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. The audio engineers for this program are Sunil and Abhishek. The background score was done by Brother T.S. Ramakrishnan from Chennai. With heart full of love and gratitude, we make this offering at the lotus feet of our dearest Lord, Sai Rama.
You were listening to an episode of our program, Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. This episode was first aired on 15th January 2015 as part of Thursday Live from Prashanthi Nilayam on Asia Stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony. This program was hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu. Thank you and Sai Ram.